We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steelers beat the Browns 20-13. Stay in the playoff hunt. Steelers still in as of today as the sixth seed. The Browns at 5-7 are pretty much done. They're cooked out of it. So the team with all the offseason hype that won the offseason Super Bowl is history. And Chris Muller, my co-host here, got hoodwinked into thinking the Browns were going to win the AFC North. Once the Ravens started to run away with things, he doubled down on the Browns and said that they'd still make the playoffs. And a lot of it was his heart leading his head, because Chris has some family from Cleveland and he was into the Browns at an early age, and he kind of rediscovered them this offseason, and he got into them again, and they broke his heart yet again.
Once bitten, twice shy, Pony.
And this has been a sore subject for a lot of listeners, and Chris has heard from a ton of them in the last few hours since the Browns blew a 10-0 lead yesterday at Heinz Field and had their season come crashing down. So this is really cool. My friends at Fogo de Chão, great restaurant downtown, Brazilian Steakhouse. It's one of the best. Read the reviews online. They're extraordinary. They said, we want to hear some Pittsburgh sports fans put Muller in his place today. And we will incentivize these people. The best dig, the best, the most impassioned teardown of Chris Muller is going to win a $150 gift card to Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. So we've got a couple of phone lines open, 412-928-9370. This can either be a conversation or a rant, however you want to do it. You get a chance here to talk to Chris one-on-one, 412-928-9370. Get it off your chest. And the most entertaining, most passionate call, thanks to Fogo de Chão, is going to win that gift card. But they asked for it. I mean, this was not my plan.
I'm not even going to offer much of a rejoinder. I'm going to let people vent.
This was not my plan. But when they came up with the gift card, I said, sure. I mean, it's the holiday season.
So I've managed to even...
Season of giving?
I've managed to even sort of annoy prominent local business owners enough that they have incentivized talking down to me, which I like.
I think this is like, if you can imagine one of those... like fundraiser or...
It's like a dunk
Carnival's
tank.
Dunk
it's
tank.
A verbal dunk tank.
There it is. You're sitting there, your big bald head in that tank, and you got your brown and orange swim trunks on, and we're just going to line people up and give them a shot at you. So we still have one phone line open at 412-928-9370. You ready for this, Chris? You got thick skin.
Bring it.
Jason is in Plum. He's on the fan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I've been waiting for this for a while, and I've yet to vocally voice my disapproval of Chris, but I just want to, I wrote a little something here, and I kind of want to vent. So start off, first and foremost, I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to experience hate on such an unrivaled level. Never in my life have I despised someone I haven't met quite as much as you. Whether it be your whiny voice, abnormally large head, or overblown hype of the Browns, I can't decide what made me grow to hate you as much as I do. On more than one occasion, I've turned off the PN team while thinking how much I wanted to punch you in the throat. Your criticisms of Tomlin, your vocal dislike of Ben, and general hate for the Steelers has allowed me to see that hate is more than just a vile word, but a feeling that can truly overshadow someone's entire persona. With that being said, we're glad to have you on our side now. After all, you are a Pittsburgh sportscaster, which I always found weird because you were so adamant of your beloved Brownies. Unlike Cleveland fans, Pittsburghers are kind, willing to accept apology, and generally have IQs above the single digits, which can't be said about Cleveland fans. I'm excited to hear your renewed fanhood being voiced publicly, so now I can listen to the fan without wanting to drive my car into a tree.
Jason, I'm going to put you back on hold. That is going to be a very tough score to beat, to be honest with you.
That's like somebody in an Olympic figure skating contest, and they go out there, do their routine. The judges, 5.9.
That was
5.9. 6.0.
That was Oksana Bayul hitting lead off.
Yeah,
there.
She's winning the gold. I don't think Nancy or Tanya is coming up with anything better.
I hope our boss was listening to that.
That was our boss.
From what I've heard, we could use some Steelers postgame hosts, and that might be something that comes in handy there. So Jason was spot on to start off this competition. Thank you, Jason.
Oh God,
I think Fogo DeShone feels like they got their money's worth promoting this segment. Ron, you can follow that the best you can. Just no F bombs or anything, because the FCC is regulating this show. Ron, you're on the Fan. Good afternoon.
All right, guys. Chris, I got to tell you, listening to the just vitriol towards the Steelers getting spewed out versus the love of the Browns, it's just disgusting for the last few months. And then the Ravens, you're going to double down after the Ravens are shown to be the real thing? And I understand with you growing up near Cleveland, having that with Cleveland, I liken it to like a child who has a very bad parent.
Mm.
But they love and idolize that terrible parent, that terrible person. And then when they grow up, they try to get that back. And what you had was a flashy get that back, but it wasn't there. Instead, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers. That may not be the prettiest. They may not be the nicest, but they're the ones that are the best for you.
Ron, great stuff. Thank you for that. Excellent. I'm going to put you back on hold here.
I did not grow up in Cleveland.
No, I think you lived in Ross Township, right?
I was born at Passavant Hospital. I grew up, my parents' house that I grew up in is like 7 miles from the direct center of the city. I could take like a leisurely jog and be within the city limits from my parents' house.
All right.
Ah!
Steve's next. Hi, Steve. This is the chance you've all been waiting for. You finally get a shot to talk to Mueller and rip him for his Browns fandom.
Yes, this is Steve, better known as Brasky, and I've not only had the pleasure of working with this scumbag, but I've lived with him, and he is the worst. He's the worst hater I've ever known. He not only went to Penn State, he hates Penn State. He not only went to North Catholic and scored 6 3-pointers in a game, but he hates Pittsburgh Steelers. The only good thing he has going for him, that he was lucky enough to reproduce, and maybe his son can live up to his higher standards.
Okay, that took an interesting turn there. Chris, would you care to respond to that? That was Steve in Uniontown.
Yeah, I know that gentleman.
You do?
Nice guy. Yeah, I actually did like live with him briefly in State College when I worked there before the Fan. Nice guy.
Wow.
I think he's had a few pops today. I think he's had a few.
All right, last one here.
All right.
This is it. Who's going to win? We have our other contestants on hold. You're vying for a $150 Fogo DeShone gift card.
Who hates Chris Mueller the most?
No. Yes. Here's Joe in Beaver. Hi, Joe.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
So, it's my turn?
Yes.
About a year or two ago, Chris was on the other show with Joe before he teamed up with Pony. And he got into something about where he and his buds on the team, 10 other guys, could score from the 1-yard line against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because that prior game, I think the Steelers couldn't punch it in. And he decided that he and 10 of his buddies from the radio station could probably put it in 4 tries.
And is that when you lost all respect for him, Joe?
Oh, goodness. My goodness. It was like, are you kidding me? I'll pay for the rental of the stadium if he could do that. In fact,
great stuff. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Easy winner here.
Going down memory lane here.
I never actually made that. Well, maybe I did. I don't know.
I think
Jason's the runaway winner.
Jason, just outstanding stuff. Maybe it was rehearsed. Maybe it was written down.
No, that made it better. I think he had. I think he sat in his car and had time to write a little. Jason, do you know why I respect that? When I won my little talent search to get my first job in this business,
and people have rued the day.
No, I know. Oh, I've heard that one enough. I had to make it through a preliminary round, a culling. And I had 2 minutes to write out a script. I wrote down bullet points and then riffed, and that's what Jason did. And I could tell because it sounded good.
So you see a little bit of yourself in Jason.
I do. He wanted to throat punch me. He hated me so much. I am regularly moved to anger to that degree.
Well, congratulations, Jason, and thank you, Fogo de Schoen, for sponsoring a segment where people just took shots at Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.